Hello?
Ambassador Lodge?
Yes?
The President.
Mr. President?
Hello,
Kevin. Good morning, sir. How did you sleep?
I just had a fine night. I worked till about 2 o'clock and then went to sleep. I've been up an hour or so watching television and reading reports and seeing how things go in Montgomery.
Well, it went well, didn't it?
Yes, but we got today's the big day. We don't know what'll... it's very potentially dangerous today.
Well, I'm sure you're right on top of it.
Well, I'm doing the best.
I wanted to tell you how tremendously touched and complimented I was on what you said yesterday and the consideration that you can show for other people as well as your acute understanding of things is it's really wonderful, and I just wish everybody could have heard the way you talked yesterday. It's something I shall never forget, and I wish my mother were alive so that I could tell her what you said about me, because I shall never forget it. I've been thinking a great deal about Vietnam. That is the first matter you brought up. I think things are going too far to send a new person out there who's going to have to learn. As you know, I believe this thing can work out, but we may have to make some sudden innovations or changes in policy, and you need a man who's right up on the whole thing and thoroughly saturated with it. Now, I assume that Secretary Rusk and Secretary McNamara are certainly not available at this time. And the man that I think in the government understands it perhaps as well as anybody is McNaughton. Now, the question is McNaughton senior enough to make it possible for Alexis Johnson to continue? And Alexis Johnson is a very key element in this whole equation. This thing is so big that you were very, very wise in sending two senior men out there, and that ought to continue. So I feel I've canvassed the real possibilities, and that's the result I come to. And
it's so pretty hard. Here's what I
I just wanted to say that I would be glad to go back if you'd like to have me do it. I'd be very glad to do it, because as you know, I believe this thing can work out, difficult though it is. And I have the advantage of being senior, and I have the advantage of being thoroughly saturated with the subject.
Now, here's what I was thinking. I gave a lot of thought to it after I talked to you yesterday. I don't want to be unreasonable, and I don't want to overdo it for you. I don't want you to just get tied down in a swamp hole. But I agree with you that and everything you've just finished saying on the experienced people we have, and on the seniors, and on the number of people it takes to do the job. Now, you know, I support my men. I don't ever find anything wrong with them, and I don't criticize them, although I may at times think that you would handle something a little differently, a little better than maybe a general would handle it, because we have had a little different training than some of them.
Sure.
But I support them, and I don't ever clip them from behind. Now, my judgment is we did act very wisely in sending two people. I think that Alexis has done a wonderful job. I really don't believe that there's anybody else that can go in over him on that job, unless it would be Rusk or McNamara or Bundy, none of whom I can just spare with all the other things that have taken place here, and I just couldn't do it. Now, I want Alexis to stay, and I want, if I can, I wouldn't mind sending McNaughton or someone like McNaughton as the chief of staff, kind of as your memo said, that could really be a Beadle Smith to Eisenhower or something of that kind.
Yeah.
But the thing I don't have is a man that can deal with these public groups, that can deal with the top man in the government, that's just free to sit and think and issue instructions for initiatives to be carried out and then not to have to spend all of his time carrying them out, who can plan with the Buddhist and with the other political groups and try to stabilize that government. That's still the biggest single problem. Now, that person must be a person of some political background, with a good name, with some flair and understanding for these things, which I believe, and I know McNamara believes, and I know Bundy believes, is unequaled by anyone but you. Now, if we could say to Alexis that you're going to be the deputy, we want you to carry on very much like you have with Taylor doing the very fine work that you have done. We just can't afford to have you stay, but we've got to have a political man to deal on the higher level on these problems, and we're going to send him and send him a good chief of staff that will carefully work with you and coordinate with you and get along with you, and it'll be one family. But we've got to send a man that can handle the top level folks, handle all the damn press people moving in now. We've got to have somebody that has some understanding of them, and I'm not sure, without being critical in the least, that part of the job, which to me is the most important part, the political right now. I'm not worried about Westmoreland. I think Westmoreland, we got all the first-rate men we need, and we can get all them we need, and we can get all the money we need, and get all the equipment we need. But there's something you can't get is brains and experience, and political experience, and knowledge of how to deal with these people from the press on down. This damn gas thing is just all out of proportion, without anything and reason in the world. But it's used right in Rochester, New York, and Cumberland, Maryland, and a D.C. police chief here.
Well, if you'd been out there, that never would have been that story.
But they got a major out there, and he just cracked down and gave him a statement, I imagine, because he couldn't see anybody else.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I see it so clearly.
Now, I think that is the most important function. You're going to have a problem. You've got no wives, no dependents. So you want to think about that.
Well, I've thought about that.
You can come home every two or three months and spend some time here, and we'll have a jet pick you up and come in, and we want to do that regularly anyway. I don't want you to do anything that would overtax your strength, because I have to watch that myself, and I don't want you to get out there in a jungle. I think you have to break it up every two or three months, every 6-8 weeks. I have not talked to Rusk about this idea at all. I would want to do it to be sure that he would be enthusiastic about it, because he thinks very highly of you. We have just never mentioned it, that connection. I have talked to McNamara. He thinks that you by far the most competent and probably the only one that could give us any improvement. Rather than tearing us down, you could add to it. And it could be maybe an exchange, and we could say that Taylor is coming back in here, and you're going back to take over the post. Bundy, I've talked to those two about it. I haven't
Bill
talked
or
to
Mac?
Mac.
Yeah.
Mac. He's fielded by you very much like I do, and it's not a very objective judgment, I must say. And he doesn't find anything that you do wrong, and he thinks that you're always the best they've turned out up there. And he thinks that this is what ought to be done, although he wants to go himself. I'm not going to let him go. Now, Taylor is coming in. The end of the month, we don't know what. We don't know whether he will say, well, I want to go out in June or May or what. I had the feeling that it might be good if this did develop this way, and if this is what you wanted to do, or agreed to do, well, are you to take a little time and getting brought back into it, and then wander out a little bit, maybe by spending some time in the Philippines, and then maybe going on out to Australia and New Zealand, and touching a few bases around the Seto area. I mean, a few countries, showing up there 2 or 3, 4 weeks before he got ready to move out so he could pull you in, assuming this is, say, June. It would give you a little time to let these other nations see you in case we have to work with them, and for you to kind of get their attitude and do in the Pacific area something like you did in the European theater.
I see,
Now, I don't know. I haven't talked to Rusk about that, and I don't want to be going over the heads of my my top men.
Quite right.
But I have the feeling that Rusk has always been stronger for you than nearly anybody. At least he has with me. So I think that he would look with some favor on this.
Yeah.
McNamara was just almost ecstatic last night. He said, well, I don't know where in the hell this idea came from, but this is the best thing. He said it just solves all of our problems. Nearly Lodge gets along well with Westmoreland. I think if we could get a good chief of staff, as he suggested here in the memorandum, I think that he could get along with Alexis. I think that he has something with that government that nobody else can have. He has something with these groups that nobody else has. He said, by God, said, I've had all I could handle with these committees. I've been testifying 18 straight days. And he said that he could handle his cash story, too. Said that he'd be seeing these folks. And that press said they would be sleeping with him. Said, hell, the Howerstroms and the rest of them, they just, out there in the early days, they just almost a member of his family.
Well, they all had diarrhea, and Emily just gave him good food.
so he, well, he was very, very pleased. But the point I'm making is that we have a problem always between the political and the military, as you well know.
Yeah.
And but that is the attitude here. And you just get ready to come on down, and let me talk to Rusk about it, and I'll have Mac Mundy call you, and we'll be very quiet about it, and you just kind of visit around a little bit, and you all exchange ideas, and then you can come in and tell me what you rather think about it after you have talked to Mac.
Well, you know, it encourages me to find that that I think so much the same way you do. You have this idea of McNaughton as chief of staff. Well, that was just precisely what the idea that hit me last night. And I'm sure you're thinking straight about this. And,
I don't know whether they let him go, but I think they ought to, and I'll try to. I don't think he's the man for the top man at all. I think he'd really be lost. I do think he has a wonderful background, and he is a good, able technician.
Well, and he's had some political experience. He ran for Congress once. He's been a newspaper man out there in Illinois. He's got a feel for the political things that you don't find very often.
Well,
he's a good man that way.
Well, if you'll take him and work with him, I'll try to get him for you. And if you'll take Alex and work with him and take over the things that you do best and make them run the show like Mac Mundy does here for me, and you try to get that government, get it where it won't fall apart every 30 days, and these groups, I think you'd do a great service for the free world.
Well, I certainly will do my utmost, as you know, Mr. President, so you can count on my very best efforts. I think I ought to have, whoever is in that job, ought to have the authority to pick out a thing that he can see is going to make publicity trouble, political trouble, whether it's gas or defoliation or whatever it is, and say, that comes to my desk, and you don't do it without my signature.
That's right.
You've got to have that power.
Yeah.
You've got to have the power to say, I want to know everybody who goes and sees the chief of state. Yeah. You can't have people going to see the chief of state that you don't know about.
That's another problem we have, too.
Sometime in the past, the Pentagon got a letter written, I think maybe it was in the Eisenhower administration, which gives the general out there the right to go to the chief of state. Well, now, with Westmoreland, there's no trouble at all. He tells me everything, but you must know who's going to see the chief of state and what he's going for and what they're saying to him, because after all, the chief of state is... You represent the American chief of state, and you have to know what to get, have to know what...